Yeah, there you go. It's Herman's Herman's, and I'm into something good. And now I'm talking to Councillor Michael O'Brien from Anti-Austerity Alliance. Hello, good morning, Michael. How are you?
How are things? Are you well?
Now, what's happening down in Target and Donnymead?
Well, Target in Donnymead, which runs counselling services, it does adult education, it does literacy. They wrote to all the newly elected councillors in the Beaumont Donnymead ward about the fact that their current adult literacy organiser was about to retire. That the lady was 76. She's put the years in to developing adult literacy courses in the area, but she was due to retire, and that the Education and Training Board, which was formerly the VECTOME. Was not going to fund her replacement. And basically counterposed to that local adults with literacy learning needs in the Donnymead area could instead have their assessments done down in the CLEAR project in Kilbarrick. Now, CLEAR obviously do fine work as well, but they don't have the resources to be taken on the work that Target have been doing in terms of assessing people's literacy needs. And then once their people's needs are assessed, they're matched to one of the volunteer literacy tutors, of which I think there's about 24 in Target. So that's the situation. We don't want to be putting obstacles in front of people who are adults who have maybe can't read at all or have very limited literacy, and it's a big step.
Yeah.
Because actually, I know personally, because I worked in the adult education sector in a previous life, and I know it's a major step for an adult. Someone in middle age or whatever, to try and take the initial steps to learn to read or improve their reading skills, and to have something on your own doorstep.
In a nutshell, they're closing down the literacy program in Target, and are moving, and they're not moving anyone extra into CLEAR, so they're expecting them to take on this extra workload.
To be accurate about it, that the person who was occupying the post of the literacy organiser, they do the initial assessment. In other words, that they're the first person met by the adults, and she would kind of match them to one of the local volunteer tutors. So, I mean, the volunteer tutors will still be in place. Target will still exist, but just that an essential part in the whole setup has been taken away. So it'll seriously disrupt what they do. If somebody wants to go to Target in order to try and avail of their literacy services, that they'll be sent down to CLEAR to get their assessment done. So it's a certain obstacle has been put, but also, as I say, CLEAR doesn't have the resources as well. So it's just not a good situation.
Is there anything?
First
of all, I just want to say that just dispel the rumour, because I did hear a rumour over the past week that Target itself was going, but it's not going. Target is still there, and all the facilities are remaining there, except for this the way it's working now with the literacy programme.
Yeah, it's the City of Dublin Education and Training Board are the funders of that particular post, and that's the position. The rationale they've given is that they in turn now are kind of at one with what was FOSS, but it was sold off, and that they're more geared towards young job seekers. Specifically, they said looking after the training and education needs of people between the ages of 18 to 35. And if you like, the adult literacy courses don't really fit that age group. It's that they tend to look after people that are a bit older than that again. So they've kind of they're saying that their priorities have changed, which is not a good message, because it's not just about helping people with their employment skills, but it's about life skills as well. Literacy, it's helping people cope with modern life, and they're greatly impeded, coping with modern life if your reading skills aren't great.
Over the past 6-7 years, I mean, the cuts have been phenomenal, and it always amazes me that when you look at what's happening to some of the initiatives that have been going on in different areas, that the amount of money is quite minimal that is being taken off them, and the work is outstanding and mostly being done by people themselves. It doesn't seem to make any sense, Michael, at all, and this is just another example of it.
Well, I think so, because this decision, I would imagine, was made at a distance. It was made probably at a senior level in the Education and Training Board, where they're probably in turn told to meet targets for cost reductions from government, from the Department of Education. And so walking down the line, you know, a post here and a post there, somebody retires, let's not replace them. Natural wastage, they call it, because that's the easiest type of post to extinguish for them, mm-hmm. is when someone retires, rather than to try and dismiss somebody who's in situ, because it meets less conflict, typically, to just not replace somebody rather than to sack somebody in the middle of the job. I mean, but just to say that there is, you know, I don't think they're going to take it lying down. I've organised for a parliamentary question to go in from my colleague, Joe Higgins, to Minister Rory Quinn, to try and make it an issue at Dáil level. But like, I certainly think that if you know, if there'll be a lot of sympathy within the wider community in Dunamead about this, because I think the target have just done, like as I say, so many people have benefited from the services they offer, not necessarily literacy, but every other course and counselling service that they offer. Like, I think there's a lot of support for the work that Target do across Dunamead. So I'd actively encourage any listeners in the Dunamead area to get onto the...
And I'm just thinking about them in Clare as well, because it's an awful lot of work to be putting onto them with the amount of people that would be sent over from Target, because they've been doing a great service there over the past, God knows how many years that they've been there.
Absolutely, they do fine work too, and you know, so they don't need to be... So this is not a divisive thing at all. Like, I haven't had an opportunity to talk to the people in Clare, but you know, I can't imagine that it's a welcome thing for them to be expected to deal with an additional... workload without a corresponding increase in resources. But to be honest with you, he did get a corresponding increase in resources. Like, it's still the question remains that is it not better to have the service, to have that literacy organiser based, you know, in Target and accessible to local adult learners?
Yeah. Now, you're going to... Representations, of course, you just mentioned there, is going to be made. But what sort of an impact, if there's nothing comes out of it, what sort of an impact would it have on the area, you think? Because, as well as everything else, I mean, Clare is not too far away, but of course the workload is going to be there and it's going to be harder to do. But at the same time, people from the area using Target in all sorts of ways, the convenience of it, sort of getting to know the people and all that sort of thing that goes with it.
I think so, because Target is so rooted in Dunamead, that, you know, so a potential adult learner, for example, may go on a personal recommendation, and, you know, just that kind of local acquaintances and all that can all kind of play a role. I just know in a previous life, I worked in SIP2 College on an adult education project where we actually trained union activists in the likes of the construction industry to champion kind of literacy courses among their workmates, because like they recognise that, first of all, there's a massive, bigger than you would think, problem of kind of impaired literacy among certain age groups. Like, it's an unseen problem, but also it's a massive step, because like people of a certain age might have really bad memories of school. Maybe the fact that they don't read well, or that they're not read at all, is because they may have had undiagnosed, dyslexia. Mm-hmm. They might have just been badly treated at school, and they got out of school as soon as they could. And you know, so it's a big step for people who've gone through those experiences to go back into a learning environment. And so, you know, the least amount of obstacles possible need to be put in front of them, including geographical obstacles as well. You know, I mean, the point was made to me when I was discussing with one of the people there that, you know, some people wouldn't necessarily even know how to get to Clare from Dunamead. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, so I do. Of course. Especially the younger people. Listen, Michael, thank you very much, and I hope your representations are successful. I'll be talking more about this to one of the teachers down there from Target on Tuesday. So if anything comes up in the meantime, if you hear of anything, please let us know. Thank you very much.
Yeah, any major developments, we'll be issuing statements and the likes. Fair play.
Thanks very much, Michael. And that's Councillor Michael O'Brien, Anti-Austerity Alliance, from the Anti-Austerity Alliance.